You for the power of your word that speaks into our lives. We pray that you would do that in this moment, that you would use me as a mouthpiece to convey, to express your word of truth to all of us here today. We pray that you would bless this time now in Jesus' name. Amen. Sorry, I'll just say this right away. No solos from me today. Not like I had last week. I'm not going to sing as a part of this sermon, but I want to sing forth the praises of God's word from Proverbs today as we continue to walk along. And we've been hearing wisdom from the Lord through our Proverbs series. And as we get to chapter 18, it does connect as well to last week as we looked at the good medicine of God's word to us that soothes our broken spirit. And today we're going to be looking at the power of words. Words are indeed very powerful. We know that is true, but I'd like us in this time and these moments today to reflect upon the power of words in your life. I want you to take a moment and think about maybe a time in your life when somebody spoke a word to you, maybe a sentence, or maybe it was just one word that you can recall to you. Maybe it was something that you remember the exact location, you remember the time, the day, perhaps even the hour. How many of you remember, don't raise your hand to this, how many of you remember where you were, those that are married, when you when you guys got engaged? You remember the spot? For Teresa and I, was at the Alphabas Chapel, right at the front. That's kind of typical, right? There's a lot of Alphabas students that get engaged at that spot. But that's where we got engaged. It's special. Remember those moments? Do you remember where you were when somebody said a memorable statement to you? For me, I recall a few things in my life. One of them, and by the way, words being powerful, it goes both in a negative and in a positive way. And I remember being a little third grader, and I don't say this to make you feel bad for me, but I remember being a third grader, and I had a group of girls in my class that gathered around me like a pack of wolves, and they said, "You're fat." Oh, ouch. Oh, that hurt. Little third grade me was crushed. And I didn't mean for your sympathies today. But I remember where I was, the classroom, and I remember some of the students that said that. I remember the aftermath of my parents talking to the teachers and so on. And yeah, it wasn't so great. But anyway, we remember where we were. Remember those powerful words. You remember somebody saying, "Will you marry me?" You remember certain things that were spoken to you. I know one that haunts me to this day, even. I had an influential high school leader that was so key in my spiritual growth say to me as a high schooler, "You're not assertive enough." And that really crushed me. And it's words like that you can rewind and play in your mind over and over again. And you maybe even start to believe those things. "You're fat. You're not assertive enough." And I don't know what that is like for you. What's maybe some of the things that you've played over and over in your minds. But those are the things that show the power of words. What I'm hoping today is that God's word, being powerful, will crush through some of those words that have been devastating to your soul. And that a new word will be spoken to you. A word of grace, a word of good news today that comes from God's word. And so we see that all through Proverbs, but especially today, there's a few verses from chapter 18 that touch on, that highlight the power of words in our lives. And the first verse that I want to take to this morning is Proverbs 18:21. Put your finger on that verse in your Bible. Listen to this. "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits." Death and life are in the power of the tongue. In the New Testament scripture reading today from James 3, we heard the power of the tongue. And I was even recalling, I preached through James a little while ago, probably a year or two ago, And I remember preaching on James 3. And I did that then, and I want to do it today. Grab your tongue. I'll just do it for a moment because I got to keep talking here. Keep that little guy flapping. That little piece of stuff in your mouth is so powerful. And as we heard the scripture reading, it said that the tongue is set on fire by hell itself. Our tongue is powerful. Death and life, Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Though this little flap of skin in our mouth, which, by the way, weighs about 65 grams on average, it's not as large as the blue whale tongue, which is 2.7 metric tons, but our little tongue, that little flap of skin in your body, does a lot of damage. And it's not necessarily that flap of skin, but it's connected to our mind and our heart, the inner man. It can do a lot of damage. It can do a lot of good as well. In chapter 12 in Proverbs, we walk through the timing of words. Not only are words powerful to do good or to do harm, but the timing of when words are delivered also can do a lot of good. And with any previous sermon, I encourage you to go to we have them all on our church website. You can listen to those. You can listen to last week. You can listen to Proverbs 12. Can go back and re-listen to those if you want to be refreshed in that as well. But we see that words are very powerful. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. How does the saying go? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Do you believe that? I don't believe it. I don't believe that. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I think we've all been there. We've seen how words can hurt. I was recently with a group of people where this one person was being teased, and there were it felt like the words were like darts coming at this person. And as much as I saw that person say, oh, that doesn't bother me, you can tell. You can tell when words hurt. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. How have words affected your life? Have you been hurt by words? Have you been blessed by words in your life? Here in Proverbs 18, there's a mini section that fleshes out a little bit more the power of words. I want to draw your attention to Proverbs 18, starting at verse 4. Verses 4 through 8, there's a little section there that talks about the power of words in our lives, and especially how words are used by fools and words are used by wise people. Let's listen to this mini section in Proverbs 18, verses 4 through 8. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook. It is not good to be partial to the wicked or to deprive the righteous of justice. A fool's lips walk into a fight, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. Here we have a contrast between the words of the wise and the words of the fools. Let's look first at the words of the wise. Now, we could very much just focus on that one idea that words are powerful to destroy. And we know that. Maybe you've felt that in your life. But we do not need to move past this other truth, this truth on the other side of the coin, so to speak, that words are powerful to build up, to encourage us, to fill us with joy, to fill us with hope, to fill us with God's grace. Words are powerful to do that. Listen to verse 4 again. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook. One of the reasons I love Proverbs is the word pictures that come out. And I did a little search on a bubbling brook. Why do people consider that something to be connected with something that's good? A bubbling brook is refreshing. Can you just try to imagine with your mind's eye, just listen to that bubbling brook come right now. You hear it? There's that gentle flowing. One of the things I loved to do when we used to live up north a little more with a bunch of lakes around, I was driving around and I saw a lake that was peaceful, or I saw a little brook flowing. Just stop and just sit and listen. That's refreshing. And I think it's kind of funny that I saw in that search that a lot of people have like an app or maybe a machine that actually generates that specific noise to bring peace, to help you relax. Maybe some of you have that sort of thing that you use. That's refreshing to us. Words used by wise people is like a bubbling brook. And not only that, they're tapping into deep wisdom. It says that the words of a man's mouth are deep waters. A wise person stores up all kinds of wisdom. And as they talk, it's as if the waters are bubbling out of their mouth into your life. That's the power of words to bring healing, to bring grace to your life. I want to be that kind of person that is spouting forth bubbling brook wisdom. I want you to be that too. I want you to believe that you can be that kind of person too, that taps into the deep waters of God's wisdom and grace, who have been so filled by God that the overflow of your mouth is God's wisdom and God's grace to those around you. Do you want to be that kind of person today? God will lead you to His deep well of wisdom today. He's calling you to that. He's calling you to drink deep of that great word of wisdom. He's calling you to have your mind and your heart filled with that wisdom. Ephesians 4:29 says this, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." May you and I be people that know God's grace, and that know that not only the timing, but also the wise words, the powerful words to speak in the right moment to them. We can be people that spout words of wisdom, not in the way that the sitcoms do, where it's canned and it's generic, but specific and filled with God's Spirit filling us. John 7, Jesus talks about living waters that flow from us. He was talking about the Holy Spirit that indwells us. As believers in Christ, we receive God's Spirit and it fills us. And that same Holy Spirit that saves us flows and fills out of our lives with words of wisdom. And if we were to summarize Proverbs 8:21 in this way, life is in the power of the tongue. And that life comes from God's Spirit working in us. Now, I wish we could end right there. And I wish we would say, yes, amen, that is true. Let's go, let's do this. Let's be filled with God's Spirit, have His grace imparted, given, poured out upon us. But as I've touched on already here, words also do damage. Words can be used to cut down. Harsh words, deceiving words, not in only what we say, but even in how we say it. And the person that used words in that way is called a fool in this text. Listen to Proverbs 18:6-7. A fool's lips walks into a fight, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. Are you rejecting God's wisdom flowing in you today? The Lord calls you a fool for doing that. A fool doesn't care about the words that are coming out of his mouth or her mouth. A fool's lips walks right into a fight. And this phrase kind of made me laugh, and his mouth invites a beating. You just hear people where you say, you just deserve a beating for what you just said. That's a fool. A fool's mouth is his ruin. We can use our words to cut down, to berate, to destroy. Like that pack of vicious third grade girls in my life. Proverbs 12:18 says this, "There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts." We can use our words to cut into people. Sometimes you can tell that if people are even doing it intentionally. Words cut down. May that not be true of you and I, friends. May we be stopped in our tracks here today. Maybe this is an opportunity to, maybe God's recalling something from your past where you were the one that spoke foolish words to someone. You can't take it back. You can't undo the damage that has been done. The Lord is calling you to repentance today. The Lord is calling you to own up to that. The Lord is using His word today to cut down your pride, to cut down and to show your sin today, my sin. We need to be thankful for that as well. God's law cuts down. God's words cuts down our sinful attitudes. And God's gospel, His good word, builds us up. Today, as we think of the power of the word of words, I think about the power of the words of Jesus in our lives. Jesus comes to us and He exposes our sin. But so often, like He did with the disciples when He appeared to them, what was the first thing that Jesus said to the disciples often? He said, "Do not fear." Jesus said that often to you. He said that often to the disciples, and He's saying that to you today. Do not fear. Jesus says to you, "I have paid for your sin." Yes, even for all of the words that you have spoken against someone in your life. I've paid for every single one of them on the cross. Jesus comes to you and says, "My word is pure. My word is clean and good. My word builds up." And His word is coming to us today. And it builds us up. It lifts us up from the yuck and the mire. We wallow in the throwing back and forth of powerful, hurtful words. Jesus lifts us up out of that. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And we find that life is found in the tongue of Jesus Christ. And He speaks a better word to us today. Would you receive that grace and mercy today from the hand of our Lord Jesus? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your truth that is awesome, it is good. Lord, forgive us for the words that we've spoken. Lord, I pray that you would be blasting those words that have coagulated in our minds and hearts. Lord, would you destroy those words that we've been playing over and over in our minds? Maybe that we spoke or that were spoken against us. And Lord, would you replace with it your word, your truth, that tells us who we are in Christ, that tells us that you give us a new heart and you fill us with your spirit that flows with your word, your wisdom. Lord, we want that for our lives today. Would you pour out that upon our lives? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.